that day I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, tutsi, goodbye, tutsi, don't.
Welcome to Fearful Symmetry.
Where are they now? Since our last podcast ended our Hatchet Man series, several listeners have requested an update regarding some of the characters in the story. I'm happy to comply. The maestro, Saimir Kambaro, was never the same after Rowena left him. It's said he spent months out in the woods alone at night watching old movies. Well, mostly one movie, Buñuel's Berdiana, the fateful film that he claimed was somehow sung to him by a beguiling woman in the woods. And then, perhaps a year or two later, Kambaro felt it was time to leave all that and move on. So he went to the place that many artists go to die, the university. He taught cinema and media production and was more or less never heard from again. The architect apparently wasn't too troubled by her failed operation. I had the occasion to meet her for a single long eventful interview, and I can assure you that she is not a brooder. Her credo was always, "That's the way the cookie crumbles." Only a few short years after her Hatchet Man disaster, she rebounded gloriously in the early days of the U.S. war in Iraq. The architect engineered the widely viewed toppling of Saddam Hussein's statue in Ferdo Square in downtown Baghdad, an event strategically placed across the street from the Palestine Hotel, which housed all the Western reporters. The staging was brilliant. The media breathlessly reported the destruction of the Saddam statue as a triumph of liberated Iraq. Of course, the few Iraqis who actually attended the pseudo-event were handpicked by the architect herself, and the war would go on for years and years, pointlessly taking hundreds of thousands of lives of innocent people. But for that brief, shining moment, it was a publicity coup for the righteous forces of American imperialism. The architect still works happily for the company. It's said that the CIA has been the great love of her life. It may not surprise you to learn that she has taken a keen interest in social media, AI, and the engineering of consent. Indeed, you've probably experienced one or two of her projects without quite knowing it. Oh, and an interesting thing about President Sali Berisha. It turns out he's a political survivor. He went on to serve as Albania's prime minister and now leads Albania's opposition Democratic Party. Alas, Berisha has been dogged by charges of criminality and corruption and now is currently under house arrest in his Tirana apartment. I'd like to think he still gathers some comfort from his love of air hockey, but I really don't know. And as for Rowena Markaj, the mysterious woman at the center of our tale, she vanished and stayed vanished. Kambaro said she never reached out to him again, and a look at his pitiful eyes told me that he was telling the truth. I've been informed that she was given a slew of passports, took a different name, studied linguistics and mathematics at an institute in Scandinavia, and now lives in a yurt somewhere in an American desert, working as part of some interspecies project for the SETI Institute. Which reminds me about those snails. Some listeners are disappointed that I've reported nothing more on the transmissions of Gochea Arredondo, the legendary snails who live and sing at the deepest depths of the ancient Lake Ohrid. But what can I say, my friends? 3 million years to these creatures feels like a slow Tuesday afternoon to us. We're going to have to be patient with these messengers. And in the meantime, we can always watch old reruns of Baywatch. Or just lie down and dream of Hatchet Man, who may one day return to liberate us all.
You've been listening to the epilogue of Hatchet Man, a production of Fearful Symmetry, written, performed, and produced by Bob Paris. Music and sound art from Al Jolson, The Shed, and Voyagers. For more information, please go to fearfulsymmetry.org